KGMI Morning News Extra.
Well, some of our local government councils have run into some issues with YouTube, specifically over public comments that are made involving COVID-19, vaccinations, that sort of thing. And joining us now is the president of the Bellingham City Council, Hannah Stone. Hi, Hannah.
Hi, Joe. Thanks so much for the time.
Yeah, good to have you. And so YouTube has been pulling council meetings, videos of council meetings, because of these public comments.
That's my understanding, yes.
And so, and obviously, these are statements that the council doesn't have control over, and this has to be frustrating.
Absolutely. I mean, we definitely value public comment and, you know, hold public comment along with acknowledging and holding true First Amendment protections of freedom of speech, and obviously not seeking to, you know, restrain public comment in any way, and only able to implement, you know, content neutral restrictions on public comment. And so the actions from YouTube recently removing videos is obviously outside of our control.
And appeals have gone nowhere with YouTube, apparently.
Yeah, so the city had filed an appeal when notice was received regarding that the video had been pulled, and that appeal was denied.
At this point, are you posting the videos without public comment? Is that the plan, at least now?
So so IT has been working diligently to try and ensure that videos are available through alternate sources, and so right now, that is being done, but it's not completely reliable, and can be difficult for users just based on, you know, bandwidth and other things. And to date, meetings have been recorded, obviously, in their entirety with public comment. But for the council and the city, but I believe that, you know, our concern, or at least my concern in making the decision to suspend public comment, which was not an easy decision. And just to note, too, that, you know, it's the live public comment period during the evening meeting that's suspended. But obviously there are other avenues to provide public comment to council members, and I hope that the public takes advantage of that in the interim. But the basis was the concern for broader impacts, because my understanding is that this initial warning and deletion of the video is considered a strike and an initiation in this sort of strike process that YouTube has. And so if there are additional strikes, my understanding is that we would run the risk of YouTube taking action to actually delete our YouTube channel.
Wow. And obviously this has happened now to Whatcom County, Bellingham City Councils. It's likely being faced, I would think, by government councils and agencies all around the country.
That's what it sounds like. It sounds like it's not isolated to Whatcom County or the city of Bellingham.
And so at this point, the public comments being pulled from meetings, and people can still submit. We have posted on our website where people can submit their public comments. But is there another avenue, another platform, I guess, that the full meetings, including comments, could be posted on? Or is that kind of a daunting task to do?
Certainly. So at this point, I mean, you are able, so there were multiple meetings that I think had been flagged, and at this time, those meetings have been posted through a SharePoint site, and so just to, you know, preserve those and to make sure that they are accessible to the public, but at this time, it's just not a reliable platform going forward, and so I know that there's diligent work going on behind the scenes to try and discuss and develop what other options may be available short-term and long-term.
All right. Well, when some sort of solution is put together, let us know. And we appreciate you joining us. Hannah Stone, the president of the Bellingham City Council, with us. Thanks so much, Hannah.
Absolutely. Thanks for your time, Joe.